This is an executive summary of tax consequences of converting off units to rights shares, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The op units you receive in a 721 exchange come with a powerful tax deferral, but that deferral ends when you convert the units to rights shares. Conversion is generally a taxable event. It triggers the deferred gain you'd been carrying since you contributed your property, plus any appreciation since then. So while converting gives you liquid rights shares, and the ability to sell them, it has a tax cost that must be planned for. Understanding the tax consequences, what gain is recognized, how the tax is calculated, the difference between partial and full conversion, your basis in the shares afterward, and the strategies to manage the tax, is essential for anyone holding op units who's considering converting. With careful planning, especially gradual conversion, you can manage the tax while accessing liquidity. This guide explains the tax consequences of converting op units to rights shares. The fundamental point is that converting op units to rights shares is generally a taxable event. When you exchange your op units, a partnership interest, for rights shares, you're disposing of the units, which triggers the recognition of the deferred gain that was embedded in them. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.